I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1232, Questioning God's Timing. Sometimes we just don't get it. We don't understand why God hasn't done something about this, or why did God take so long to do it? Doesn't he care? Doesn't he see? Can't he help? And if he can, then why won't he? If you've been walking with the Lord very long, you've been there, done that, and bought that t-shirt, probably many times over. We feel like Psalm 28:1. To you, O Lord, I call, my rock, do not be deaf to me. For if you are silent to me, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Well, the Psalms are full of frustrations like that. And even Jesus got an earful for his timing. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us life is about love. And it's about love in two directions, love for God and love for others. It's hard sometimes to love well when we feel like God is distant. In John chapter 11, Jesus' dear friend Lazarus is near death. His sisters send word, "Come quickly, Jesus. Lazarus is dying." But Jesus doesn't come. Now, it's not that he can't. It's that he won't, at least not on their timetable. Now, it's easy for us to wonder why the women are all in a tizzy. I mean, after all, Jesus does come and he raises Lazarus from the dead. No big deal. In fact, it's one of the greatest miracles in all the Bible. But Mary and Martha don't know that yet, do they? They didn't have the benefit of hindsight being 20/20 like we do. They hadn't read it in the Gospels yet. They were living in the middle of their pain and wondering why their friend and known miracle worker didn't hurry over and do a miracle for them. You can read the whole story in John 11, but pay attention to the chewing out Jesus gets in verse 20. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died." Boom. So is she confused? Is she angry? Is she hurt? Is she bitter? Maybe a bit of all of that. When Jesus delayed, he told the disciples this, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to waken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he's asleep, he'll recover." Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought he was talking about resting in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him." The delay, the calm pace of Jesus, was not out of unconcern or lack of love. It was out of certainty. Certainty to Jesus that death is like sleep to him. We sleep and we wake up again. Jesus has the power and the perspective that we don't. But we can rest in what we stress if we rest in him in the middle of our misery and mess. Here's the great question. When you experience deep hardship, do you see God's delay as unconcern, impotence, or something else? Let's pray this prayer from Elizabeth Turnage. Merciful God, we beg you, do not be silent. Hear our prayers and speak your gracious response. We confess at times we feel that we've prayed and prayed and prayed, maybe about a loved one's illness or our own, or about the need for a job, or about longing for a spouse or a child or a loved one's salvation. And we think we're listening, but we hear nothing. We urge you, hear the voice of our pleas for mercy. When we cry to you for help, when we lift up our hands towards your most holy sanctuary. Lord, thank you for the thousands of words you've given us in your word that answer us when we can't answer in our own lives. Your word gives voice to our lament. Your word reminds us that you are always the strength of your people, the saving refuge of your anointed. Because of your word made flesh, our Savior Jesus, we have heard an answer to all of our prayers. It really is finished. You've taken us for your own, and one day we will be with you, and our desperate need for an answer will slip away in the sound of your welcoming voice. In Jesus' hope-giving name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1233. In the meantime, God is not distant. But sometimes, from our limited vantage point, we don't understand we don't get it. And when we're in that mess, hold on to Jesus when you can't make sense of God's timing.